Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But he went out there and said, we're going to beat them twice. We're the better team. Now, you can get caught up in, well, he's technically wrong about that. That doesn't matter to me. I thought Joel Embiid, and I do not like Joel Embiid. I do not like him. I think he's fugazi. I think he's fake tough. I think he can be kind of dirty. But I give him a lot of credit for saying that. What's your problem?
This is fake ass in a jackpot. We do this all the time, right? Whenever we read a quote, we say, I got to hear it in its context before I make full judgment, right?
Well, I just gave it to you in this context.
But no, you didn't.
Why's that?
Because visually is the context here.
That's a good point.
This is not putting your ass in the jackpot. When you say something you believe,
good point.
You stick your head up.
Hold your
you
head high.
You look into the camera.
Right.
You look into the microphones and say, we've been the better team. We're going to win this series. Instead, Joel Embiid sounds confident there, but if you actually watched it, it was head down, not looking at anybody. We're going to win.
Why does that matter, though?
Because there's no confidence.
Words are words.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Sometimes words are lip service.
Exactly.
And so he's saying all the right things so that when it comes back, everybody will say, look, Joel Embiid believes. But when you're sitting there, I mean, he literally was like this with his head down. Yeah, we're the better team. We're going to win this series. We should be up 2-0. That's how he said the whole thing.
I agree, but I don't think it matters.
It does matter.
Yes, it does.
Because if they don't come back, nobody's ever going to look back at Embiid's guarantee.
Maybe
people outside the garden running around after a game 2 win will.
I disagree with you.
America will not look at that as a true guarantee.
Well, first of all, I don't know what America's going to think, but I know what New York and Philadelphia is going to think. And I know what Philly's going to think. Philadelphia just had one of their top athletes guarantee a series win, and he did it down 0-2. He better back it up, because here's the thing about guarantees. For every Joe Namath and for every Mark Messier, there's Patrick Ewing. There's the guarantees that don't work. And you guys can make a big deal. He didn't guarantee it. He just predicted they'd win in 5, which was stupid. You can make a big deal of who he was looking at.
Isn't that a guarantee?
We're
going to win in 5?
Evan moves the goalpost for below
that. That is a serious moving of the goalpost.
I think it's a little bit different, but whatever.
No, right? It's not.
We'll debate that.
Okay, if Joel had said we're going to win in 6?
Like, no, he said we're going to win the series.
I know.
There was no bones about it.
If he had said in 6, would he now have been like hedging?
No, I think that Benny was just making a prediction because he was awkwardly on the Howard Stern show. Context matters. I think it's different. He shouldn't have done it, but I think it's very, very different. Joel Embiid put his ass on the line. And if the Sixers don't come back and win this series, we will taunt him as New Yorkers. And I'm sure Philadelphia fans won't forget that Joel couldn't back up his point. But here's what got better. He did it again. He was asked later on in the same interview about the officiating. And listen to what Joel said.
I'm not frustrated. I'm actually good. We're going to win this.
We're going to win. He said it a third time. So this is not...
Yeah, it sounds like he's trying to convince himself. It just sounds like he's trying to convince himself.
But he's still doing it, and if he doesn't accomplish it to us as New Yorkers, and certainly to those in Philadelphia, he's going to have to live with that hanging over his career. The idea that this is going to slip away into history, I completely disagree with. He's putting himself out there by saying, we're going to win this series. Do I think he's going to? At this point, I don't. But that's me. I'm talking about what he just did.
Yeah.
And I actually give him some credit for that.
But there are some times as an athlete where you know that you're better. At least in your mind, you think that you're better than the team that you're playing. And you go in, for us, it would because we didn't have series like this. You'd go in at halftime and be like, guys, we're better than this.
Yeah.
Right? But they just keep getting in your ass. Right? They just keep destroying you. And there's nothing you can do about it, even though you know that it should be the other way around. And so this is that Knicks team. Right, Joel may believe that they're better than the Knicks, but the Knicks don't don't believe that. They don't think that.
I never said the Knicks think that.
But the Knicks aren't, like, what is that saying, Joel, it's saying that do? Nothing.
Oh, no, no, no. What does it do? It puts more pressure on you to win the series, because if you don't, that's a part of your legacy now. Being the guy who guaranteed something, and it didn't work.
Honestly, I think it goes away. Especially if the Knicks sweep them.
You think guarantee?
Or legitimately sweep them, which is what I predict.
I think it makes it worse.
I don't think guarantees
only stick when they work?
No, I think they go away. You just forget them.
Oh, no, you don't forget this.
This wasn't like, but Sean.
You do not forget
Sean's
this.
Point is so correct.
What?
Joel Embiid was not sitting there like, we are winning this series.
It doesn't matter.
I promise you, we're better than them. He's just like, we're winning this series.
It's
lip service, though. He's just saying it because he can't think of anything else to say.
Well, he could have said a million different things besides guaranteeing a series victory, which doesn't happen that often.
Not after he got shell-shocked by Dante DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson bouncing in a three-pointer.
Yeah, but all you're doing by saying that is adding more to the fact that he actually showed balls by saying we're not going to give
Evan,
up. He could have cliched it.
I think he is shell-shocked. He didn't know what to say in the heat and the aftermath of the heat of that moment, and he just said, we're better than them. We're going to win.
We're going to win three times.
He said it three times.
Three times we're going
to
beat them.
He can't think of anything else to say.
Yeah, but that is a big deal to say. Like, athletes don't do that. Did you ever say that about an opponent? We're going to win this game?
No, you don't do that in sports.
Exactly!
But he's trying to be a leader. Evan,
don't do it in sports. Right. You want to know why? Because if you don't back it up, it lives on your forehead forever.
No, it doesn't. Not forever. It'll live in the next three games or two games or however many it takes for this thing to be over. That's where it lives, and then it's gone. Philly fans aren't going to say Joel Embiid let us down.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not,
dude. First of all, in Philadelphia, Joel Embiid is already gaining that reputation as a great player who cannot win the big one. That is a reputation that is building.
Why are they now going to listen to him?
Three years ago,
when they had Boston, who had a bunch of babies on Boston. I don't mean that meaning they were crybabies, but they were young. They were 20 years old, 21 years old. They couldn't beat them then.
Right.
I went to one of those games. They were so disappointing.
Yes.
So now, just because Joel Embiid says it tepidly,
that was not tepid.
There was no confidence. Dude, when Messier made the guarantee,
it's on
the front page of the paper. That's not happening on the Philly Inquirer today.
Well, first of all, what they decide to do editorially, that's up to them.
Because it speaks to whether you trust it or not.
First of all, you guys are missing the point. Do I think the Sixers are coming back and winning this series? I do not.
I don't think Joel Embiid believes that they're coming back to winning the series.
Well, why'd he say it then?
Because he can't think of anything else to say.
How often does an athlete guarantee a series victory? Like, this is not a common occurrence. Hmm. He put his ass in the jackpot. If they don't come back, part of his legacy, not his whole legacy, but a part of his loser legacy is going to be he stood there or sat there in front of a microphone.
With his head down.
Guaranteed a victory three freaking times, and he came up small.
In the first round against a team that he thinks is worse than them.
Okay.
But he's compromised physically, and they have no other role players other than him and Tyrese Maxey.
Not the point.
It is the point.
No, it's not.
Because what he's saying is wrong. His team.
That's how what we think is wrong. He's still guaranteeing the victory.
No, the Knicks are proving it on the court. They're proving it on the court.
What, that they're the better team?
Yes.
That's not the point. He's the one saying it.
That's not going to be part of his legacy. His legacy after this series is going to be, remember that series versus the Knicks where Embiid was playing on one leg? It's not going to be, remember he guaranteed
the
win. Nobody's going to remember this.
You think Philly is that soft where they're not going to remember losing in the first round of the New York Knicks?
They now cheer players that are struggling. Philly has gone completely soft.
He can't even put weight on his leg. Offensively, he doesn't go below the three-point line.
He scored 30 in yesterday's game.
I know. He took.
Stop making excuses for him.
He took 9 three-pointers.
I understand he's playing more on the perimeter. And Joel even said in that same news conference, no excuses. I'm out there. So I'm not making excuses for him. Nobody in Philly should make excuses for him. No Knicks fan should make excuses for him. But what he just did is he showed a little bit of guts. And now what the Knicks have to do is shut his ass up.